Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents Bowerville. Written by Dan Box. Narrated by Dan Box. All rights reserved. Sunday, the 16th of September, 1990. It was only 3 days after Colleen had gone missing that anybody told her mother, Muriel Craig, and the news made no sense to her, no sense to her at all. They told her Colleen had been at a party, on the mission in Bowerville. The party was at Fred's place, opposite the Tree of Knowledge, the house at number 4, on Cemetery Road. Muriel had driven down that morning from her home in Sawtell, less than an hour from Bowerville, just further up the coast. When she went to the Bowerville police station, she couldn't get an answer to her knocking. Maybe it was shut up for the Sunday. She tried again on Monday, climbing High Street to the hilltop, walking through the gate in the white picket fence outside the neat Federation building, and this time finding the door open, walking in, out of the sunlight, and ringing the bell on the counter inside. The policeman in his blue uniform looked up and saw her standing there, but took his time to answer. Muriel told him that Colleen was missing. Her daughter was 16, she said. How long has she been missing for? The policeman asked her. Well, they said she was missing the Thursday night, and it's Monday. Muriel showed the man a photograph, Colleen looking confident and beautiful, with red lips just about to smile. This is your daughter? He asked her, doubtful. She doesn't look Aboriginal. Colleen had pale brown skin. Their family had some white blood in it. The policeman didn't take a statement. He filled out some paperwork. Maybe he told her Colleen had gone walkabout. Muriel isn't certain. It's been so long since it happened, and it's so hard to remember, what with the fear and the emotion. Muriel said nothing. She couldn't backchat the police. It seemed they were not going to help her. Instead, Muriel went home, gathered up her remaining younger children, and moved the family to Bowerville, a small town of something like 1,000 people that nestled in a loop of the green Nambucca River on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. There she spent her days driving up and down the mission, which was just the 8 brown brick houses built along one side of the long stretch of Cemetery Road, pleading or demanding that people tell her if they had seen her daughter. But people only told her fragments.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?